Blog Talk Radio.
1 Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, I am going to be talking about irritable bowel syndrome. So definitely stay tuned with me if you can all hour long. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Yours, located right here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number here is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. You can also contact me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com. as well as you can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257, and you can also go check out my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. So good morning to everyone. Hope all is well on this wonderful Wednesday. As I said, it's April 8th, and I'm going to be talking about irritable bowel syndrome. This is something that a lot of individuals deal with, so I'll be discussing all hour long exactly what it is, helping you to understand that, and what foods help it, as well as what foods are going to aggravate it, how to avoid getting it in the first place, and then I'll give you some tips to help and also different nighttime calming remedies. So, again, stay with me all hour long if you can. And, of course, if you cannot, please go back and listen to the show via archive, this show and any of my other shows in its entirety. You can do that at your leisure 24/7. Coming up at the halfway point in the show, I'll get into the lab specials and things of that nature. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat there. As I was saying, coming up at the halfway point in the show, you can hear about all the lab specials going on for the month of April. So we still have a few weeks to take advantage of those. Also, the chat room is up and running. If you are so inclined to sit there and chat amongst yourselves, please do. I'll check back periodically just to see what you're chatting about, see what's on your mind. But for everyone else, good morning to you, to all of my callers, to all of my students, patients, everyone out there hanging out in this great big world that we live in. So again, today's topic, irritable bowel syndrome. Let's get going right on into things because I have a lot of great information to share with you. My sinuses always start acting up as soon as I get on the air. My goodness gracious, I tell you, doggone sinuses. Anywho, someone just asked me again, what is that website address? It is www.doctor, that is D-R-R-U-T-H-L is in Larry, Stevens, www.drruthlstevens.com. Thanks so much for inquiring about that. Let's get into the housekeeping very briefly here, and then I can go right into the show because it's got a lot of stuff that I want to share with you regarding this condition because this is very serious for those that are dealing with it, and it's very uncomfortable. So I know you're going to benefit from this show as I share the information with you. So let's do the housekeeping. And, you know, you guys, I just love, as soon as I get on the air, you guys just love to communicate with me. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I don't have a problem with it, so. Well, just keep it coming. All righty here, let's take care of the housekeeping, and we will handle the matter at hand as we're talking about irritable bowel syndrome. And here we go. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Always see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have any questions or medical concerns or need guidance regarding your health. And always check out your facts, because we know that individual results do vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. How about that? All right, let me just put that over there, and we will work it out. So 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. You guys know I'm multitasking over here. I tell you, I can't walk and chew gum. I should stop. All righty, again, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me do a little overview as it relates to irritable bowel syndrome, because you may not, of course, personally experience it, or you might be dealing with it. So I want to make sure that we understand exactly what's going on and that, you know, we have clarity in case you unfortunately might develop the issue. At least you can head it off at the path, and then we can take care of some things. All right, so again, irritable bowel syndrome, what is it? Let's try to make this very clear, very, you know, user-friendly, so we know exactly what it is when we're talking about this. Now, if you have irritable bowel syndrome, and going forward in the show, I'll just refer to it as IBS, you may start to feel that food is your enemy, and I want you to understand that it's not, okay? Since you never know how it's going to affect your sensitive digestive system. But don't despair. A diet, a specific diet tailored to your body's own quirks, can make food your friend again. So again, don't worry about it. Don't stress out. You know, it's going to be okay. You're still going to be able to eat. And this is where a lot of confusion comes in, because people just don't know what to eat because they're, you know, they're frustrated with the discomfort that they're dealing with. So let me continue here. Now, in normal digestion, when you eat a meal, your esophagus, stomach, and intestine reacts with very gentle contractions that move the food along the digestive tract, okay? Now, with IBS, that changes that process in causing the contractions to sometimes speed up and sometimes slow down, and they often increase in strength. So then your stomach becomes irritated and vulnerable to any combination of the following symptoms. So remember, I said any combination. So just don't listen to one and go, okay, I got that one. Okay, you could be dealing with bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, or a seesawing occurrence of the last two, which would be diarrhea or constipation. So you're going to go back and forth between these two. Now, a lot of experts used to think that IBS occurred only in the colon in the last 5 feet of the intestine. Now we know that IBS occurs throughout the entire digestive tract, starting in the mouth. And then it affects digestion, metabolism, and the excretion of waste. So this is the entire digestive system that we're talking about. So this is why it's so incapacitating to those that are dealing with it, because they really don't know what to do with this. All right, but let me continue. And to make matters worse, stress, and I'm going to kick off one of my topics here with stress, the stress connection. Stress makes matters worse, and stress often kickstarts and aggravates the symptoms, creating a vicious cycle. Simply just having IBS is stressful in itself, so you can see how this is going to be really, really, really an issue. Now, because each person's case of IBS is different, the key to relieving discomfort is to keep a food and symptom diary. So it's going to be very important to chart what's going on with you, okay? The diligence will pay off, and it's going to help practitioners figure out your system. And it's going to help identify which foods to avoid and which foods appear to help your system. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to see your doctor to make sure you really have IBS. A lot of IBS symptoms could be warning signs of more serious diseases. So this is something you just don't want to do self-diagnosis for most conditions. I mean, some things you can kind of figure out, I have a cold, I have this and that. But when we're talking something this serious, we really want to have that properly diagnosed, all right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, as I am talking about irritable bowel syndrome today. If you have any questions, you can always email me at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and as well as check out my website at www.drruthlstevens.com for more information about what I do. This is one of those conditions that is definitely right up my alley because it's digestion. So this is going to be a great one to, of course, come see me, and that way we can figure out what's going on with you. As I just mentioned, you want to have this properly diagnosed. So definitely contact me, and we can make sure that gets taken care of. All righty. Anyway, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me continue, and I'll close out this overview. Then I'm going to go right into the stress connection, okay? Now, since there's no cure for IBS, and sometimes it's called a spastic colon as well, people develop their own ways of living with this condition, and the key is don't become discouraged. Dietary changes and stress relief tactics should provide a significant dose of relief for most individuals. And, of course, for more insurance, you can combine a lot of alternative therapies that I'm going to be sharing with you today, and that's really going to make sure that we keep this at bay, and if you're dealing with it, it'll just kind of help you cope with those issues, and eventually we'll try to reverse some things in your system, all right, to make sure that we don't have these little bouts of the spastic colon going on, all right? Let me have a sip of my fruit smoothie here. that was so tasty. All righty here, 347-426-3469. I'm so dopey, aren't I? All righty, anywho. Now we've got an overview as far as what irritable bowel is. Very brief, very simple, very cut and dry. One of the things in so many of my shows, but just in general, that I talk about is stress. This is no exception to the rule. We want to make sure that we, of course, keep our stress levels down at all times. But there is a stress connection as it relates to irritable bowel syndrome. So this is something we want to factor in. So let me talk about that very briefly. And then I'll go into some things like, of course, when to call the doctor, foods to eat, foods to avoid. I've got a nighttime calming remedy for you, as well as tips that are going to help with irritable bowel syndrome. All right. Let's talk about this stress factor. Now, cutting the stress connection, very, very huge, all right? And let me look at my switchboard. It's kind of jumping around here on me. We don't need any drama there now, do we, folks? I have a new switchboard. It looks really cool, but I don't need any funny stuff. Anyway, the stress connection. Since stress is one of the factors known to trigger an IBS flare-up, learn to shortcut and short-circuit certain things with behavior modification techniques such as meditation, yoga, or simple breathing exercises. I know you're thinking, wait a second, is that really going to work? It really, really does. I mean, you could do something because these things are going to be calming to you. They're going to help you relax. I mean, you can do something as simple as just sitting comfortably, lie down, you know, turn your attention away from the discomfort for a second, and then turn it into the air going in and out of your body. This is going to help produce, a relaxation mode. And when upsetting or anxiety kick in, producing thoughts that, you know, intrude your focus on your breathing, we really want to just kind of recenter ourselves. So practice some of these things that are going to be very calming to you and other things. I mean, exercise is a great stress reliever. But do something to keep your stress very minimal and just do that in general because we don't want any other issues developing like high blood pressure. As I mentioned, we can even go as far as saying depression, stress, anxiety, all these things. You really want to keep that stress connection down as far as irritable bowel syndrome because it's only going to exacerbate the issue. Okay, so make sure that we factor that in. When you feel that little flare-up coming, just go, okay, let me relax for a second. All right. So we understand stress is not our friend in this situation, okay? Now, let's go into the food aspect of things, because this is the meat and potatoes, no pun intended, of the matter. This is where most individuals don't know what to eat. They don't know what's aggravating them. I mentioned earlier I want you to keep a food diary, and this is not just food, but this is everything. This is when you have the flare-ups of a diarrhea or constipation. You need to know what may have triggered it. Okay, so you want to keep a food diary, and then I shouldn't just call it a food diary, but just a diary in general, just to make sure you're tracking these things, okay? So now, what can you eat? Oh boy. First, I think I want to start out by telling you when you should call a doctor. Let's start with that one before I go into the foods, because I think we really need to understand this. As I said, I don't want you to self-diagnose. This could be very dangerous. So you call your doctor if you notice blood in your stool, or you start losing weight when you're not trying to, or if your IBS symptoms are so severe that you can't even leave your home. Now, if you're over 50 and start to have IBS symptoms, you should get a doctor involved immediately. And it's not saying if you're under 50 not to do it immediately, but particularly if you're over 50, you definitely want to check it out. And if you've had IBS for many years but note a change in the previous pattern, you definitely want to call your physician to find out what's going on. Among other things, the doctor should ask you about your prescription or over-the-counter medications to find out whether a change in your bowel habit is related to the drug. So you definitely want to contact someone, I'm saying someone, but of course contact me, and that way we can go over just some basic things, such as the things I just mentioned, to find out what might be going on in your system, all right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Hope all is well with everyone. I'm trying to sneak in a sip of my fruit smoothie. That is so delicious. I just want to sit here and drink it, but I guess I can't do that. That'd be a pretty boring show now, wouldn't it? All righty. Anywho, talking about irritable bowel syndrome. All right, so that's when you should call your doctor if you've any of the things that I just mentioned, if you notice any of those things, you definitely want to make sure you contact your physician. Now let's go into the dietary aspect of it, where we're trying to figure out what we should be eating and then all the things that we want to avoid. Now, when you've gone to get your diagnosis from your physician, then they're going to tell you things like fit more fiber into your diet, you know, real general things, but most people need things very specific. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of both. I'm going to give you some general information, but then I'm going to give you some very specific things, like specific foods that I want you to shoot for as far as adding those to the diet, as well as specific foods that I want you to leave out of the mix, okay? Because that's equally important. I mean, we hear all the things we want to add, but then we want to make sure that we take some things away, and these might be some of your favorite things. So you're going to have to bite the bullet on this one, because you want to make sure we keep this condition under control, okay? So real general, when you go and you get the diagnosis, they're going to say, all right, you need some more fiber. We got to fit more fiber into the mix. Okay, this is an accurate statement. But soluble fiber, let me explain this. It soaks up liquid in your intestines, and that's going to help prevent diarrhea. So in general, and I'm saying in general because if you have sensitivities because of other health conditions or you have allergies or whatever the case may be, you might not be able to eat some of these foods that I'm just going to say very randomly. So you have to pick and choose and now personalize what's going on in your system. So some good sources of soluble fiber are going to be beans, oatmeal, definitely some fruits. Notice my language there. Some fruits such as apples, strawberries, and grapefruits. Now, in just saying that in itself, if you're taking a statin for your cholesterol, then, of course, grapefruits are not going to be your friend. Or if you're taking another medication where grapefruit is restricted for you, you can't go with the grapefruits. But you can choose one of the others that I just mentioned. So, again, we need to personalize this. Now, if you can't seem to get enough soluble fiber in your diet, someone might say, you know, maybe you need a daily supplement of psyllium. And the main ingredient in that, a lot of the over-the-counter daily supplements is going to be psyllium husk, things of that nature. Now, a lot of folks just say, I'm going to take that for a long time. I'm going to recommend that you don't do that. I want to figure out what's going on with the colon, so I don't want you to take any kind of over-the-counter for long term. We need to fix you. Flip side of that, if you're dealing with constipation, this is what you want to fill up on, insoluble fiber. I know you're like, what? What was that? Because remember, if you just go and they say fit more fiber into your diet, you don't know what's soluble or insoluble. Okay, this could be an issue for you, and this could be what's triggering these flare-ups. So some examples of soluble fiber, and this is if you're dealing with constipation, we're going to be looking at adding things like whole wheat or whole grains, a variety of salad greens, things of that nature. Insoluble fiber bulks up your stool, which speeds in the passage through the intestine. So now we want to move things out of the system. Okay, before we wanted to keep them in because we were having diarrhea. Now we want to make sure things are flowing. So this is where you want insoluble fiber. And again, this is where a lot of people are confused when your physician or whomever says, eat more fiber. You just start eating a variety of foods that are going to have soluble as well as insoluble fiber, and then you're going to create a digestive disturbance. So we want to make sure that you understand exactly which fiber that you need based on your symptoms. So hopefully you understood the difference between the two, and if you didn't, go back and listen to the archive of the show, and that way you can get clarity as far as what soluble fiber is and what insoluble fiber is. And I want to make that distinction between the two because I think a lot of people don't understand that. So remember, those were the two of the sea sign occurrences that happen when you're dealing with IBS, and that is the constipation and the diarrhea. So I wanted to start with those, but remember, you could have ongoing bloating or abdominal pain also associated with this. So now that we have clarity on that, I'll take a sip of my fruit smoothie. Okay, now we have clarity on that, so we know what the deal is. Got it. Okay, now let's go into other things that we need to add to the mix. And let me interject this really quickly. We are about at 7 minutes before the halfway point in the show. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about irritable bowel syndrome today. All right, so let me continue with this as we're talking about some of the dietary things, some of the things I want you to eat and some of the things I want you to keep away. So now we know the differentiation between soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. So again, I'm talking about the general information. These are some things I want you to do as far as behavior types of things. I want you to go easy on your intestines. And you're thinking, well, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. Minimize things in your diet. Now, this is where a lot of folks just get a little unhappy. And they go, okay, Dr. Steven, I just can't do that because it's just not fun. And it's like, well, then you're going to be dealing with a lot of discomfort. So these are some things I want you to minimize or stay away from or reduce. First one, minimize. Now, ideally, let me rephrase that. Try to keep fried foods away. All right, let's just keep that out of the mix for sure. These are going to be things, you know, your fried chicken, your French fries, all that good stuff. Let's just keep those away. Then you want to minimize your meat meals and your oils, your margarine, dairy food, and other fatty foods. You want to keep those at a minimum here. Because what happens is they cause your colon to contract violently, which can lead to diarrhea and abdominal pain. So we don't need any violent contractions. Just saying that probably made someone's stomach hurt, like, ooh, that wasn't good. Some other things I want you to do, very general here, is stay away from spicy foods. The capsaicin in hot peppers, for example, makes the large intestine go into spasms, which can cause diarrhea. So you want to watch out for those things, all right? We want to cut down on caffeine. Now, this is where, you know, a lot of people get upset with me when I start talking about caffeine, but, you know, it is what it is. You're the one dealing with the discomfort. I'm just trying to help you with that. So if we need to cut down on caffeine, then we need to cut down on caffeine. What it does is it worsens IBS by irritating your intestines. So your intestines are already having challenges, so we don't need them further irritated, okay? We want to avoid foods known to cause flatulence, and this is going to be foods like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli. Now, in a normal world, these foods are going to be great for you. They're cruciferous, which is, these are your cancer fighters. These are excellent. But now we are dealing with irritable bowel syndrome, and so we really have to be mindful of what we're eating. Even something now that is normally good for you turns bad for you because we've got this condition, so we want to watch out for that. The next one, don't chew gum or candy that contains artificial sweeteners. Now, you're thinking, how the heck does that have anything to do with anything? Among the common sweeteners in these products are sorbitol and mannitol, which can have a laxative effect. Who knew, huh? And this is just in general. Remember, I'm trying to keep you from getting this in the first place. So if you are a gum chewer and you're chewing this, well, guess what? You might be having this laxative effect in your body, thinking it's something else, and it's just the gum or the candy that you're consuming. But anyway, these two sugars, sorbitol and mannitol, they have that laxative effect, and they're very difficult to digest. And when bacteria in your colon eventually break down these non-absorbed sugars, I'll say, then you're going to get gas and diarrhea, okay? So if that explains that little phenomenon, then very good. So don't chew candy or don't chew gum or eat candy. All righty, and then last one, this is something that I always encourage you to do, not just for irritable bowel, but just for health in general, and that is stop smoking. Nicotine contributes to IBS flare-ups, and also when you smoke, you swallow air. And people with IBS have very sensitive systems to having air in their stomach, so you want to really be mindful. Again, stop smoking, not just for this, but for other issues. Also, just being healthy in general. All righty, here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about irritable bowel syndrome. We are, about 3 minutes before the halfway point in the show. Hope you are enjoying it, and if you missed any portion of it, please go back and get the information via archive, and that way you don't miss out on anything. So let me give you this little tip here. If you're dealing with IBS, keep a large container of plain yogurt, preferably organic yogurt, in your refrigerator for a quick gut-healthy breakfast or a snack. This is going to be really good for you, as yogurt and fermented milk are going to be excellent for patients dealing with IBS, and that will be what I kick off the second half of the show with, as I talk about specific foods, particularly dairy foods and things of that nature. So you want to keep something like that in the mix just to help kind of coat the stomach when we're having these spasms. And it's an excellent snack for you. It's going to be fermented, so we're getting some good bacteria into the colon, which is going to be very, very helpful for you. So that's one of my little tips. I have a few more just to share with you before the show is up. But that'll be a simple, easy way. Even if you have lactose issues, most people can consume yogurt, okay? So that's one of my tips here. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a second to let me elaborate just a little bit more, because I just thought of something as far as yogurt, and then I'll go into the halfway information. With yogurt, having diarrhea can drain away the good bacteria that helps prevent harmful bacteria from growing out of control in your system. So when you're having IBS-related diarrhea, eat plenty of yogurt because, it's containing the active bacteria such as Acidophilus. Or if you say, I just don't want yogurt, I hate the smell of it. My daughter hates the smell of yogurt. So you could take a supplement of Acidophilus also. And usually you take a pill or chewable that's contained at least 1 to 2 billion live organisms. And you want to take that on an empty stomach. So if you're dealing with irritable bowel syndrome, you want to make sure that you have both of these things in the mix. And I don't know, I just got a text. I don't understand that. But anyway, make sure that you have these things. I think I said refrigerator, didn't I? I didn't say refrigerator. I did. That was real country, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what that is. Anywho, whatever the case may be, make sure you have some of these products around, whether it's yogurt or if you've got the acidophilus around, make sure that you keep it, and that way you have something there when you're dealing with these issues. All right, now I'll take a little brief pause here just to get into the halftime information. Talking about irritable bowel syndrome today, but if you're just joining me, thank you so much for that. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you're just tuning in, I am here each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always contact me via email at doctalkroot@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me directly in my office at 313-897-7257. And you can always go to my email, or excuse me, not my email, but my website. How about that? I am so multitasking. I'm getting my notes over here in front of me. But my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. And that'll tell you all the wonderful things that I offer in my practice, as well as a little bit about me in case you are new to Doc Talk. So let me do this really quickly here as far as the lab services are concerned for the month of April. Making mention to these, we've got until April 30th to take advantage of these. And there's some pretty good lab specials, I think. I like to do a monthly lab special in case you're wondering what that's about. But each month I offer something, most of the lab services, as I offer full lab services. This one is going to be for the month of April, where I am discounting it or doing something special with it. So, for the month of April, you can take advantage of the following. Of course, the hair analysis is always ongoing, and this is at the rate of $85. That is a sample of your hair, about a tablespoon, sent to the lab. And when it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient level, calcium, magnesium, things of that nature. It's going to show me what you have too much of and too little of. And it's also going to show me your toxic minerals, lead, mercury, aluminum, things of that nature. And these are very dangerous in the body. And so I can see what's been going on for a year prior to the current time in your system. And it's really helpful because then it's going to tell me all the foods to add to your diet and foods to take away from your diet. Very, very important. Again, that's always going at the rate of $85. This month, I wanted to just continue with some of the specimen labs. And so I'm offering a urine toxin lab. And so, of course, this is now a full year analysis. But now we're going to be looking for toxins. We're going to be looking for abnormalities, protein in the urine, glucose in the urine, a lot of different things, checking the pH. Very, very important, as well as toxins. So for all of the individuals out there that are looking for controlled substances and things of that nature, and you need to get that testing done, of course, you can contact me all month long. That is at the rate of $119. And then I'm taking it one step further, and I'm going to be offering the fecal toxins. Of course, as you can hear, that's a little bit more involved, for sure. But same concept, we can test your fecal matter and find out exactly what's going on with it. I mean, if we're looking for parasites, different things of that nature, it can be found, of course, in fecal matter. So that is going to be discounted this month at the rate of $189. The complete wellness profile is always ongoing. That is a full lab in case you don't have insurance or you're underinsured. This is going to be a great one for you, as you can come to me and I can take care of that. And this will show me all of your numbers, your bone mineral levels, fluid and electrolytes, your glucose, your lipid panel, things of that nature that you need to know how to take advantage of these things in a lab special. So you definitely want to make sure you contact me. That's always at the rate of $145. And lastly, as far as the lab services, and remember, I offer full lab services. So this is something, if you're looking for just the basic, hey, I need to know what my blood type is, Rh typing. That's something very simple, as well as if you say, hey, I need a pregnancy test or HIV testing, or I need to know if I am positive for lupus or MS, full lab services are offered by me. So you definitely want to make sure you contact me for that. But the allergy testing, of course, again, this is more full lab services, everything from your environmentals and molds to your food sensitivities. There's a variety of food panels ranging from 50 foods to 250 foods. Herbs, I can test. All of these are part of the allergy paneling. So if you'd like to find out more about the lab services or any of the lab specials that I'm offering this month, please contact my office at 313-897-7257. And for sake of time, of course, you definitely need to email me at doctalkruth@gmail.com just to give me more specific information regarding what's going on with you, but also to make sure that you take advantage of these lab specials, these that are on special this month or any of my other ones, all right? All righty here, and I think that was it for the halftime. Now I'm going to go back into here. I'm getting some questions here as far as some specific things that I will share with you. And I'm trying to stay on point here because we've got about, I don't know, maybe 25 minutes remaining in the show. And I'm getting a lot of emails here. So I need a sip of my fruit shake. So one of the questions that I just received was, you know, what's going to happen if you come to me specifically as far as irritable bowel syndrome? So first of all, I mean, I'm not just going to be looking at irritable bowel syndrome and just that's it when you come to me. I'm looking at everything. So it's complete care. So let's start right there. So if you come to me and say, I've got irritable bowel syndrome, first thing I'm going to do when I see anyone, and this is just how I'm wired, is I do a visual on you. I just look at you. And so the way I've been created is I just look at people more often than not, and I can kind of figure out what the deal is with you before you even tell me a lot of things. So then when you start speaking to me, it kind of fills in some other pieces of the puzzle. But now we're going to go into the complete care. Now, of course, I'm not going to tell you everything because I have to see you first, and that's going to dictate to me what's going on. But when you say, okay, I've been diagnosed with IBS. All right, so we've got a diagnosis. I want to see, of course, who diagnosed you. Was it, you know, the mailman or was it an actual doctor? So we've got the diagnosis. I've got to do a variety of things. Of course, just talking to you is going to tell me a lot of things. I need to know dietary patterns. If we've got blood in the stool, now I have to make sure something as simple as making sure it's not so much blood that you're anemic. So there's lab services that are involved with things, dietary changes, supplement changes, all these things that are going to get the system back on track, a lot of monitoring. So these are some very basic general things that I can tell you that I would do specifically for IBS. And more often than not, I'm looking for the cause of it as opposed to just treating your symptoms. So that's how I just function in my practice. So once we figure out the cause, and of course the symptoms will be minimal or they will diminish completely. And that's my objective, to make sure that they are gone completely. And when we're talking about, you know, some of the traditional paths to take as far as IBS or just in general, more often than not, you know, I think traditional medicine is really going to be focusing on treating your symptoms because, you know, you're coming in saying, I'm uncomfortable, I've got diarrhea, I've got constipation. So when you have these issues, you're going to be dehydrated. You could be lightheaded. A lot of things are going on now with you. And so what they're going to be focusing in on, okay, you have diarrhea, we need to stop that. So they're going to give you something that's going to stop that. They're never going to focus on your diet. And when they do, it's going to be so general, you're going to still leave confused. So they're going to say, okay, eat more fiber, like I just mentioned in the first half of the show. Well, if they told you to eat more fiber but they didn't break down to you what soluble fiber is and what insoluble fiber is, you're still going to have an issue, if not create a brand new issue, because you're eating the wrong thing still. So traditional, you need someone that's got a good balance like myself as far as traditional and alternative or holistic or however you want to term it, because there has to be a balance. We've got to figure out what the issue is, and then sometimes we need traditional to intervene. But more often than not, when you're coming in, I can definitely take care of you. How about that for a pat on my own back? All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you're just tuning in, talking about irritable bowel syndrome, going to be getting into some of the other dietary things as we go forward here. And just to clarify for you, you do not have to be in the state of Michigan to take advantage of my services, any of them. You can definitely contact me. Call my office at 313-897-7257. My patients are throughout the United States, Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, as well as the UK now. How about that? So they're everywhere. And a lot of these people, yes, they do come in to see me on their own, but you don't have to do that. I mean, you can be treated successfully and very effectively just in the state that you're in, and it can be done in a variety of ways. And so contact me, and I definitely will tell you more about that and get you on the right road to help. All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Now, I alluded to the dietary things as I was talking about in the first half of the show. We understand soluble and insoluble a little bit better. Yogurt, I talked about that very, very briefly, before the first half of the show was up. So now I want to just talk a little bit more, and I elaborated on there. And let me talk about some other things that I want you to have in the mix. These are the things I want you to eat, okay? And some of them you may or may not have heard of, and some of them you may or may not have tried. But I really encourage you to try some of these things. They really are going to be beneficial. Everything doesn't taste yucky, all right? I'm going to sneak another sip here. But just open your mind, broaden your horizons. You can do this, and you're definitely going to feel better for it. I can guarantee you that. Most of my patients that are challenged with this issue, they feel better immediately because just something as simple as changing the dietary habits is going to make a huge difference immediately. And when I say immediately, we're talking within a 12-hour time span because now you're not doing things that are aggravating the system. Okay, so now we're talking about irritable bowel. What should you be eating? All right, I talked about those whole grains, legumes, and these are the other foods high in fiber. So you've now discerned which issue you're dealing with, constipation or diarrhea. So when I'm talking about these things like your beans and whole wheat, you know which one to keep in the mix, okay? So we've got that clarity. We want to make sure that you've got the yogurt and fermented milk types of things in the mix. But this is something that I think I want you to add. And these are going to be really, I think they're unique, but trust me, try these. Caraway seed, fennel seed, your cardamom, or coriander. Now you're thinking, all right, Dr. Stevens, what's going on with these? These are digestive aids. They've been used for years and years and years. And these spices are very, very helpful to your digestive system. Caraway and fennel seeds help keep gas and bloating under control, while cardamom and coriander also help calm the intestinal spasms that can lead to diarrhea. So, again, in general, very, very generally, even if you're not dealing with the issue, these are things that you can keep around. So for those people that say, I have a lot of gas or I want to keep it under control and I'm always bloated, caraway and fennel, these are things you can add to the mix. Now, you can have them in a solid form. You've heard of caraway seeds. Okay, there you go. Fennel seeds, you can actually make a little mixture and put them in a spice grinder, grind them and add them to things. You can add them to a salad. You can add them to muffins. Be creative with them, and you don't need a lot, not at all. I mean, you can add them to soups and stews and dips, so many other things that you can mix them in with. If you don't like the taste of it, you won't even taste them when you mint. Just add them to your favorite little hookup there. And then it's going to keep these issues under control. So I want you to incorporate those things as well as the yogurt and the beans and the whole wheat. Try to add these things to your equation, all right? And one thing you can do as far as the spices, heat them up in a dry pan for about a minute. That's going to help to release the flavor, and then you want to add them to your dishes, and it's going to help that, give that little boost to your digestive system. I am so trying to be sneaky and drink my fruit smoothie, and I don't think that's working out, so I better stop. But guess what? You could add some of those to the fruit smoothie. Not a lot, because you don't want it to, particularly if you don't like the flavor of them, You just want enough, and trust me, about maybe an eighth of a teaspoon is more than enough. So as you can see, that's a minimal amount of one of those seeds or spices to add, and it's going to be very helpful for you. Now, something to keep in mind, we often blame food for our digestive issues, but sometimes it's what we drink. So be mindful also of what you are consuming as far as a liquid beverage. I talked about caffeine before, so our coffee, our soda, you know, if you're consuming alcohol, milk, or even orange juice, it can irritate a sensitive digestive tract. So try to stick with a good quality water or an herbal tea. You just can't go wrong with those because they're very user-friendly to your system. And watch out, you know, adding a lot of sugar to these. I didn't say any of that. I said the herbal tea, sticking to water. If you want to add something like, cucumber, lemon, or lime slice to the water, that's fine. I mean, something simple. But when we start adding all these different things to it, now we're going to have some real challenges for you. And it's really not water anymore. Well, now we've turned it into some type of sugar-laden beverage, so we don't want that. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. So let me recap very briefly because we've got about 13 minutes remaining in the show. I've talked about just now the things I want you to add to the diet. I've broken down what soluble fiber and insoluble fiber are. We've talked about yogurt and your fermented milks and things of that nature, as well as some of the whole grains and legumes and other high-fiber foods that I need you to add to your dietary regimen. This is something that a lot of the individuals that are dealing with IBS complain about, and that is, you know, you've had a full day, you've eaten dinner, and now it's nighttime. And at nighttime, you're like, oh, my stomach is just, oh, God, it's giving me the blues. What do I do? So let me give you this nighttime calming remedy very briefly, something really simple. And again, I need you to personalize this, okay? And I am so thirsty here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not thirsty. It's just this is a really good fruit smoothie, and I'm just being greedy. Okay. Excuse me. Let me not be a pig girl. This nighttime calming remedy. This is going to be excellent for you, very simple, very user-friendly. You shouldn't have any challenges with it. But again, of course, you've already seen me, so I am now recommending this for you. Don't try this until you contact someone like myself to make sure that you are getting proper instructions. So this is a nighttime calming remedy. Now, understand this. The normal digestive process requires ongoing muscle contraction and relaxation in your stomach. When you're under stress or when you drink caffeinated drinks or use nicotine, these contractions in your bowels tend to increase, throwing things off balance and messing up the excretion process. So magnesium citrate, and you can find this in a natural form, and what it is, it's a muscle relaxer. And this relaxant can restore that balance and reduce symptoms of IBS, such as constipation, cramping, and bloating. Now, magnesium citrate also acts as a natural laxative. So understand this. And it works by drawing water into the intestine to help move waste along the way. So this is going to be something very beneficial for. Now, remember I said you can find it in natural form, so this is where you definitely need to contact me. You can do it by email. You can call me, however you need to do it, but contact me and I can tell you what to look for. And a dosage is going to range between 200 and 800 milligrams, and it's usually in a powder form. You're going to mix it with water and look at the label for sure. Again, you're going to contact me and I'm going to tell you. And some people actually add it to like a warm cup of tea, and that makes a nice difference for them. So they get that natural laxative effect. But understand, even with a natural laxative, we don't want to become dependent upon that. I'm going to be looking at the cause of your issue, because even taking a natural laxative, natural or otherwise, it's still something that assisting the body along the way. The body doesn't need assistance when it's working in an optimal fashion. It knows what to do. So this is just something temporary that may help you along the way, because I don't need you to be constipated because now we're holding in toxins and waste in the system, and that's very dangerous. All right, so that's a little nighttime calming remedy that I'm going to throw out there. Yes, I need you to stay hydrated with your hot liquids and your teas and things of that nature and water, but if we're at a chronic point of constipation, I've got to get this out of you because this is just waste and toxins building up in the system, and that is very, very dangerous. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at DocTalk. Talking about irritable bowel syndrome. All righty here. So let me continue very briefly. I've given you some things to eat. Now let's talk about, you know what, let me make this comment because I wrote myself a little note because this is one of those things that helps everything, and that is exercise. I know, the E word, yep, I said it, exercise. We want to make sure that we understand we've got to get at least 30 minutes of some non-competitive exercise, such as walking. Listen to my language. Don't decide you're going to run out and run a marathon. I want something that's very non-competitive, something user-friendly. Walking is a great example of that. So at least 30 minutes of that on a regular basis. Exercise is going to help to relieve the stress. It's a natural painkiller. And so these endorphins get released when you're exercising. And it keeps your body, including your digestive system, working very smoothly. So this is going to be a simple way to get you out of discomfort. It's good for your body, and it's helping to relieve stress. So I just wanted to throw that in there as far as another user-friendly thing to do as far as IBS is concerned. And trust me, when you put all these things together, you will definitely feel better. I mean, this is what I do for my patients. I'm painting a picture for you so we can see what broke down in the first place, see where we're at as far as treating it actively, and then going forward, we're doing prevention. So this is the pattern in which I treat my patients, making sure we figure out what we did wrong in the first place. Because if you don't do that, you're going to continue to duplicate the issue. And then you're just going round and round in the circle. So that's not what I do in my practice. We've got to understand what you did wrong in the first place, what mistake was made, where the breakdown occurred, correct it, and then we do prevention going forward. It's just that simple. Then once you're happy and healthy, then guess what? You're on your merry way, and then I'm going to see you once a year, and we're good to go. All right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at DocTalk. All right, so I talked about things I want you to add. Now, these are things that are going to be off the menu. We are getting rid of them. They might be some of your favorite things, but we got to do what we got to do. And we've got about, 6 minutes remaining in the show. I think I could do this. All righty here. And if you're just tuning in, thank you so much. 347-426-3469 is the number here at DocTalk. I've been talking about irritable bowel syndrome for the last, 48 minutes here, 49. So if you missed any of the information, please go back and listen to the show via archive. This show or any of my other shows, you can listen to at your leisure. All right, so what can we take away? What are some of the things that just, these are no-nos, they have to go. And I always want you to remember you have to personalize this. So what, there could be 10 people in the room with IBS, everyone's body is different. So understand one person might be able to consume something without difficulty and the next person may not. So understand that. This is not cookie cutter. So these things are going to be off the menu. Milk and dairy products. All right. Many people with IBS, they can't tolerate lactose, and that's that sugar that's found in milk. So instead of digesting the lactose, the bacteria in your stomach produces gas, bloating, and nausea. Again, this is why I recommended that you have yogurt. Yogurt is one of the exceptions to this rule because the active bacteria in yogurt converts lactose to lactic acid, which gives yogurt its its tart flavor. So this is why a lot of people can handle yogurt, but they can't handle milk, all right? And you want to avoid sugar-free yogurt. The sugar alcohols used as sugar substitutes in those products can increase gas and bloating. So I always say to people, real food in a real body. We don't need sugar-free, fat-free, nothing free. You want real food. So get the yogurt, get a real quality yogurt, and leave it at that. Okay? If you eliminate all dairy foods, make sure you get enough calcium from other calcium-rich foods or a supplement form. And, of course, I'm going to recommend what you get because you're going to come consult with me in the first place now, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I thought as much. Anyway, let me continue. Some things I want you to take away. Raw tomatoes, citrus juices, and spicy things. I talked about capsaicin earlier. Take these things out of the mix. Some spices like ginger, chili peppers, these are antibacterial. So if they don't bother you, then they could offer benefits. And you can cook with them very gently. But when you cook with the spices, because heating can actually damage some of them, then we want to watch out for that. But then when you heat up most spices, that's going to help release the healing potential. But the other thing, as far as the raw tomatoes are concerned, they do aggravate your GI tract. This is your gastrointestinal tract, and not everyone reacts negatively. So keep a close eye on your body's reaction through your food diary that I mentioned before. And so, you know, just watch out for them. You don't have to give them up if you like them. Just be careful of them. Can't say enough about coffee. So coffee, alcohol, carbonated beverages, the diet candies, the sugar-free chewing gum, all these things I want you to keep out of the mix. Caffeine, even decaf, that's even worse because of the formaldehyde and other shenanigans it contains. It also contains an enzyme that irritates the digestive tract. And the irritants mean trouble for anyone with IBS. So if you depend on coffee to get your bowels moving in the morning or any other time, as an alternative, consider using what I talked about, that magnesium citrate. That's going to be much user-friendly for you. It definitely is going to benefit you, and I would prefer you have that as opposed to the nicotine that you would be getting, nicotine, the caffeine. There's no nicotine in coffee. Boy, that'd be a heck of a coffee, wouldn't it? Nicotine and caffeine? Whew. That's a humdinger right there. Anywho, it would be an issue as far as the caffeine is concerned. All right, and of course, alcohol. This is going to include your beer, your wine, your spirits, all these things, whatever you consume as far as alcohol. We want to avoid these, and particularly during bouts of IBS. And if you just have to drink it and you don't, please do it safely and do it in moderate amounts for sure, okay, because they do make digestion painful and as well as unpredictable. So we want to keep alcohol out of the mix, okay? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me say this before we run out of time. I just want you to make sure that you understand regarding medications. Avoid using medications that affect your bowel habits, either laxative or for constipation, or drugs to fight diarrhea if you have IBS. This can make your system swing very wildly back and forth between the two. So I wanted to reinforce that because a lot of people don't know what to do as far as their system is concerned with IBS. So it's not one of these sentences that you receive that, okay, I'm just going to have to stick with bread and water for the rest of my life. You can eat a variety of foods. You just have to know what your trigger foods are. And this is when, of course, one of the things that we're going to discuss when you come see me, I'm going to help you figure this out because that's what I'm trained to do. So we're going to go through a variety of tests of all types of foods and things of that nature. It's really going to help you understand exactly what's going on as far as your own issue as you're dealing with irritable bowel syndrome. So hopefully today's show gave you a little bit of clarity as far as what IBS is and some of the things you can do to help keep it under control. Because you know what, folks? The time has come. Yep-er. It's time to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you mark your calendars each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time because that's when I am here. You can follow me on Twitter as well as on LinkedIn at Doc Talk Group. You can always email me directly at gmail.com. at drtalkruth@gmail.com. How about that? And you can also reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. And don't forget to check out my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. So until next week, folks, make sure you make it a great week. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Stay happy and healthy. And have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.